Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Whatever time of the day it is, I hope that you're having a great day. It's your girl Katrina, single mom with depression, hashtag SMWD podcast. Coming to you guys today with a brand new episode. As always, I really hope that my listeners are doing well. I see that, you know, all my regulars plus a few extra were present on my last podcast episode. So welcome. Thank you for spending some time with me today. I really, really appreciate it. And if no one has told you today, you are simply amazing. And I thank you for your presence again. So a little update. It's been a while since I did my last episode, which I didn't realize that so much time has passed by, you guys. But, you know, sometimes I'm just not in the mood, you know, like it's no other way to say it. You know, I honestly have been going through some things, but I haven't been going through some things, if you understand what I'm saying. Like, I really, you know, didn't have much to share with you guys. But today I do have something on my heart that I want to share with you guys. So I hope that you missed me because I missed you guys. I'm always thinking about my podcast. I'm always checking the stats. You know, I think it was last week or the week before I had someone come in and listen to like 50 episodes within 2 days. So whoever you are truly appreciated. And I really hope that, you know, you took something from my podcast. I feel like you did, because if you didn't, it would have just been one play. But you did like 50 plays, and I really appreciate you guys. Like, my podcast is continuing to grow, and I'm just really happy with the way that things are going. And speaking of that, I do have a speaking engagement next week or next Wednesday. I'm going to be speaking to the public, you know, about my experiences with therapy and, you know, the things that I go through personally and how therapy has changed my life. And, you know, I've shared that with you guys. Therapy is that me time that I have, you know. It's just a time for me to kind of, you know, declutter my mind and just really lay things out on the table with my therapist. My therapist is awesome. You know, I really value her opinion. Luckily, she thinks highly of me. And I do say luckily. But, you know, me and her talk about a lot of things. So I really do appreciate her and adore her. She is simply amazing. And that's kind of something that I wanted to talk about today. You know, I see people out here, you know, just interacting with each other. And recently, you know, I had a personal experience with this person. And, you know, we kind of had a little falling out, and, you know, things have started to get back normal between us. But this particular person feels as though I owe them something. Like, because of the way that things panned out, you know, he feels as though I'm the lucky one. Like, I'm lucky that he's still talking to me, or we're still cool, or whatever the situation may be. But listen, I'm going to tell you guys this, and I hope that no one takes offense to this. And I mean, if you take offense, I don't want to say that I don't care, but I really don't care, because you have an option to listen to me. You don't have to listen to what I have to say. So if you don't like it, you can turn it off. It's okay. I'm not hurt. I'm not offended. But the fact of the matter is that your trauma is not everyone else's problem. And that's just point blank period. You know, and I say that out of love, honestly, because it's just the truth. Like, your trauma is not everyone else's responsibility. That's your responsibility. You know, other people shouldn't have to walk on eggshells around you because, you know, you're going through something, or because it's a known fact that you battle, you know, different mental situations. Like, that's fine. I'm all with open communication. I want to know what you're going through. But it's up to me how I react to that situation. You know, it's not up to you how I react. And I think a lot of people have that misconstrued and thinking that, oh, well, I'm sensitive, so other people should respect that and treat me like a baby. No, it doesn't work like that. And I'm most definitely not about to treat a grown person like a baby. Or, oh, I have abandonment issues, so if you leave me, then it's an automatic that you've abandoned me. No. That's your own personal issue that you have to work through and deal with. It has nothing to do with me and my actions. You know, it's sometimes this is a difficult thing to talk about because people are entitled to feel the way that they feel. You know, when I first got diagnosed with depression and anxiety and PTSD, I had to accept it for myself. And secondly, when I did start sharing that with people, I didn't expect them to treat me any differently. Please don't treat me any differently, because then you're putting a band-aid, or you're enabling the situation. You're enabling my healing. Like, I want to heal. I want to be a better person. So I'm not going to use, you know, my mental health as an excuse for me to act out, or as an excuse for me to not being able to, you know, accomplish what I want to accomplish or do the things that I want to do. No, I don't want you to treat me any differently. I want you to treat me how you've always treated me. That's what I would prefer. But everyone is not like that. And I understand. Hence why I'm making this episode. You know, we have to take responsibilities for our own healing, for our own health. That is the most important thing. Like, if you're always helping a baby, and I know I use this baby reference a lot lately because I have a baby, you know. But if you're always helping the baby, how are they going to learn something? If you're always, you know, sometimes they have to fall off the couch. Sometimes they have to fall down. Sometimes they have to, you know, touch something hot to understand that, hey, that's hot. I'm not supposed to touch that. Sometimes we have to get cut to understand that that's sharp. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it works. It's cause and effect. We can't, you know, protect ourselves, our children, or other people from every single thing. Like, that's impossible. Things are going to happen, and you have to learn to deal with it. You have to learn from it. You have to be stronger, be better, be committed to your healing. And me and my therapist, we talk about this all the time, because she tells me, you know, Katrina, the difference between you and a lot of other people is that you're actually committed to healing. Like, you have grown so much in this year and a half of therapy. Like, it's truly amazing, because you're dedicated to becoming a better person. And that's the truth. Like, I really am. And you guys, now you know. You know I'm not perfect. You know that I have a lot of flaws. You know that I make poor decisions. I'm a procrastinator. The list could go on about the things that I don't do. But the difference is the things that I'm willing to do. Does that make sense? Because I'm willing to heal. I'm willing to become a better person. And it's not enough for me to just say those things, but I have to act on them. If someone triggers my anxiety, I have to learn to work through that. I can't use that as an excuse to be more anxious or more secluded or to shut people out. I can't do that. I have to work through it. You know, and I see people who use, you know, the things that they're going through as an excuse to stay sheltered, to stay within themselves. But the truth of the matter is, how are you ever going to heal if you don't move past those barriers? Like, we all have this, you know, bubble around us. Like, if nothing ever gets in your bubble, how would you know how to react to those types of situations? This is not a drill. This is real life. We interact with people all day, every day. We can't expect people to be, I guess, loyal to our situations or loyal to us, because, you know, no one owes you that. No one owes you any loyalty. No one owes you any type of special treatment or special consideration. No one owes you that. You know, we have to remain accountable and responsible for our own actions. You know, and I mean, unfortunately, this is the type of world that we live in. It would be a perfect world if everyone, you know, if I could just wear a sign and be like, this is what I'm going through, so caution, you know, like, caution, she is a manic depressive, she is, you know, has high anxiety, plus PTSD, don't push this button. I don't come with a sign. So I can't expect people to treat me a certain way because of the things that I go through. I expect people to be people. That's what I expect. And I think that sometimes we try to push our burdens off on others, and that's not fair to them. You know, you cut somebody off because they did such and such and such and such, but you never even told them what they did wrong. How does that even work? It won't work. You'll look around and have no friends, no type of support system, no nothing. So please don't think that you're doing, you know, other people a favor, or people are doing you a favor by treating you some type of way, because they're not. You know, no one owes you that. You have to be accountable for your own emotions and how you process those things. And you only get better if you work through it. Don't allow it to handicap you. I mean, it happens sometimes. Like, I'm not gonna lie, this past week, I had, you know, my friend LaMarcus, his death anniversary was up, and I wanted to shut down. I really did, but I didn't. Yes, I cried. You know, I'm a crybaby. Yes, I cried, but I also moved past that. Because at the end of the day, that's, you know, my personal grief. I can't take that out on anyone else. I didn't want my kids seeing me, you know, crying and looking a mess. I had to keep up. I had to continue to live my life because, yeah, we all fall short. We all fall down. But that when you get up, that's what you need to focus on. Not the falling down part, but the actual getting up, dusting yourself off, being better, because all of those experiences add to your strength. They add to your resilience, because you are strong. You know, what do I tell you guys? Look at what you've already been through and tell me what you can't do. Because honestly, there is nothing that you can't do. If you set your mind to it, if you set your mind to heal, the healing will begin. Because if you set your mind to it, the action should follow. Don't just think about it. You have to really dedicate yourself to the healing. And the healing will begin. I honestly don't know if I'll ever be healed. I don't know if healing even exists in a 100% of, you know, whatever I'm going through. I don't know if that exists. But what I'm dedicated to is just becoming a better person and not allowing the struggles that I go through affect my day-to-day life all day, every day. A lot of us move off of pain. A lot of us move off of anger and hurt and betrayal and abandonment. You can't allow those things to put limitations on your life, because it's not fair to you and it's not fair to the people around you. Commit to being better. Commit to tackling your issues head on. Commit to remaining accountable for your own emotions. And commit to change and healing. That is the main thing. you know, I'm getting a little riled up, but you know, you guys know where I'm coming from. Like, things like this are really passionate for me because I just hate to see my people just feeling down and out about themselves and the situations that they're in. But at the same time, you have to look at the full picture. Like, what caused me to get here? And how can I do better? You can't change anything in the past. So it's no sense in dwelling on the past. All you can do is make better decisions for the future. And either they'll be accepted or not. You know, either you're going to commit to it or you're not. But don't expect everyone else to treat you as such, because that's not how the world works. And as always, you guys, if you need to reach out to me, you always can. I'm still working on my website. It might take a minute because I'm still trying to figure some things out. But if you guys need to, please, please reach out to me. singlemomwithdepression@gmail.com. You spell that out. You can follow me on Instagram. It's your girl, Katrina. ItzyAgirlKatrina. Or if you have my personal Facebook page, feel free to reach out to me at any time, you guys. I'm always here for you guys. I really appreciate you. You know, I've had people like really reach out to me and open up to me lately. And one thing that I have to say, no offense to the women who listen to me, but it's really special when I get a man who opens up to me about, you know, the battles that he's facing and the things that he's going through, because I know it's really, really hard for men to open up sometimes, whether I'm a stranger or it's a friend of mine. Like, I really appreciate that, you know, because anytime that a person trusts you enough to share their true thoughts, it's really something special to me, and I don't take that lightly. I really, really appreciate it. You know, all the feedback that I've been receiving, all the support, all the love. Like, I really appreciate you guys. I can't even explain how much I appreciate you all. Thank you for telling your friends, your family, whoever is listening to me. I really can't thank you guys enough. I hope that you have a wonderful week. I hope that you have a wonderful day. I hope that the rest of the month is simply amazing for you, because you are amazing and you are... You know what? You are really worthy of healing. You are worthy of the commitment to yourself, because you don't owe it to anyone else. You owe it to yourself to heal and be better. And you really are worth it. And I hope that you believe that. And if you guys need it, the Suicide Awareness Lifeline number is 1-800-273-8255. I tell you guys all the time, use it if you need it. No one will know you called. And, you know, if you can't reach out to someone, feel free to reach out to me. I'm always here for you guys. I promise you I am. I'm never too busy to listen, for sure. I'm not a professional, but I can listen. I thank you guys. I love you guys. And until next time, peace.